Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Now you are interested in the Word without the Spirit.
I'm kind of writing a blog right now about the being so involved with the words in the Bible that you're not involved with the person that the Bible is written about.
And by.
I think that's a tragedy that you would be so steeped in the Word that you didn't experience the Word, that you didn't have the Spirit of God bringing that Word out and making it a living experience in your life.
I've got scripture. Jesus said, "You search for me in the scriptures, for in them you think you find me, but you will not come to me and have life." That's what you're talking about.
That's precisely it. Mm-hmm. And I know many people who literally believe because they study the Word and they're in the Word all the time that they have the life. And I'm like, no, you have the Word. You have the words, but you don't have the life. Mm-hmm. You have the words.
The information.
Yeah, you have the information about the man, about God, but you don't have God because it has to go beyond the words in the book. And it's truth. I believe it's absolutely infallible Word of God. It's the truth. But unless those words come into my life and I experience them in my life as His life, if I don't do that, then they have no point. They're literally all they're doing is inflating my brain and my thoughts.
Knowledge puffeth up.
And if I have the knowledge of God, but I don't have the experience of that knowledge and of God going out into life, it's a tragedy. I'm missing it, and it's death, absolutely. So I love the Word. I love how the Word is like a kaleidoscope where you can look into it, and it's ever-changing, and it's the same exact scripture, the same exact verse can mean something tomorrow different than it does today for my life. But I have to come through the Word. That's my plumb line. Mm-hmm. But I have to come through the Word
to the person.
To the person. And if I don't come to the person, then it's death. It literally is legalism, and it literally is I've stopped in a black and white world, and that's tragic. That's as far as I go is the pages of this book, and I'm not experiencing it with the Spirit. Then I'm dead, and so I'm not elevating experience over the Word. Because I think that my experience has to be based on the Word. If it's not, then that's weird. You know, I can go off in fancy and believe all kinds of stuff. But if I allow the Word to be my plumb line, and then I experience the life of Christ, he left the Spirit of God. He left the Spirit of Christ here that I would experience the life of Christ. And he is the Word made flesh. Christ was the Word made flesh. And so, I can't wait to finish writing this and release it. But I do know that it'll hair-lip the legalists, you know, because if your whole relationship is with the words on the page, and not the life of the person that the Bible is written about. I think that's a tragedy.
John, you're so always so big, and this is how you weigh things. It's relationship. In all your writing, it's back to relationship with him. And that's what, when your relationship is with black words on a white page, it's not with a living person.
You're imprisoned to this book. You literally could be imprisoned to the word, which is a tragedy, because the word was a love letter written to us to show us who we were following, who he was, who he is, has always been, who's the person that we're following, who is this God, this three person God, this amazing God that we're following. It's revelatory. It's invitational. It's exciting. It's a love letter. But if I literally sit there and I focus on the words and the pages, and think that because I can comb over them and know exactly every infliction and syntax and tense and all, if I just because I know that doesn't mean I know a hill of beans about the actual person. You have to look at this book as a description of our God. This is who he is. This is how he interacts with us. It's who he wants to be. This is what he wants to do in our lives. This is who he wants to we have to take it out of this book and get it into the world. And that you can only do that with the Spirit. But you know, it's an imprisonment. And I make the point in the post, okay, what happens if I'm imprisoned without the words? What happens if I have no Bible and I'm locked in? Does that mean that I'm isolated from God? Well, no, absolutely not. I have the Spirit of the living God living inside of me. He is the living word inside of me. And what's the one scripture about?
You have this anointing in you. You need no one to teach you. You have, is that it?
That scripture.
The anointing of knowing God is in you. So when you read the scripture, and you've said it before many times, when you read the scripture, your spirit resonates with the Spirit, and the word is yours, living. Living stone, we are living stones. He's a living stone. The scriptures, this verse in First Peter said, the living and enduring word of God. The word of God is living when the Spirit is in. It's but a science when it's without the Spirit.
And that's a tragedy. And that's the tragedy I'm seeing, is that just because I have the intellectual mapping out of the scriptures doesn't mean I know the person that they're written about. And that's an imprisoning.
So I know and have had many experiences with the Lord where he struck me and where he enlightened me and where his ecstasy came. But I can tell you that many experiences put you on the floor. They don't exalt you to go out and tell it. When I have to tell about the experiences of the Lamb, it's crushing to me to tell it. I die to tell it because it's so powerful. The real experiences of God are so powerful that they put you on the floor. But what you and Jennifer write about is getting to know him. That's all you write about. Is getting to know him and the experience you have of getting to know him. We are to have experiences. We are to have great and marvelous feelings and terrible feelings of repentance and terrible times of anguish. That's normal to experience him and all the gamut. I think David did. His Psalms are written out of experience. So I pray fervently for the ones in Shulamite to experience him.
Well, David had the jubilation, mm-hmm. and the ecstasy of the worship and of the interaction with this amazing living God, as well as the revelation and the repentance of seeing who he was in comparison to this glorious God and how far he fell short and how his choices were so in error. And so you have both experiences happening.
And David experiences in his psalm, and who knows, could have been written over the period of a month, one psalm, but he goes in to expresses his anguish, and then he comes to the fulfillment, and that's only with the person. You can't deal with life with black words and information. You have to deal with God in your heart and spirit, and then you experience him as he answers you, and then you're satisfied. So I'm a great proponent for experiencing God, and we're supposed to.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.